Hey, planet Earth or something? This is your boy Peeps, and thank you for listening to another episode of the People's Forum. As you already know, today is our episode zero of Shazam, everything you should know before watching Shazam 2, Fury of the Gods. And I have a couple stuff and things, of course, that I am going to be talking about before we get into all the Shazaninisms. So, yeah, but before anything, I just want to say about Shazam, I don't think there's really a whole lot that I'm going to be able to cover to really prepare anyone for this next movie. The villains, the whole plot and premise is original. So it's not like I can dig into the comics or I can dig into things that have been leading up to this. Shazam itself, though connected in the DCEU universe, you know, I know the U in that acronym is universe. So I basically said blah, 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 universe. It's okay. movies, unlike the Marvel movies, there hasn't been a bunch of build up to this sequel. And even the post credit scene that I'll talk about before with the little caterpillar that I'll talk about later with the little caterpillar doesn't even come into play in this movie. So there's really not a lot of I have for you guys. So my long-winded way of saying we'll see where this goes. But yeah, before that, as I said, I want to get into my stuff and things, and then we'll get into our episode zero. So in the world of DC, I feel like I knew this, but I saw something, so I wanted to restate it because it's super cool. James Gunn will be directing the Superman movie. How dope is that for James Gunn, right? To become the head of like one of the big senior producers over at for the DC U movies, and to be able to place himself as the director of DC's potential biggest superhero. Good for James Gunn. Very happy that this is where he ended up. This is where he ended. And though I always say it sucks seeing him leave from Marvel, I am so glad that he was able to find his footing where he did. Even Mark Ruffalo recently stated that he will do great things over in DC, and Marvel should be scared. Because as we've seen lately, Marvel really hasn't been doing it. So it stinks, because we used to say in Feige we trust. Lately, though, I'm feeling like it's in Marvel we scared. I don't know. But yeah, really dope. James Gunn directing the Superman movie. No, a lot of folks are upset with Henry Cavill not coming back. And apparently James Gunn has been talking with Henry Cavill about staying in the DC universe. Now, does this mean that he's going to be potentially recast as another character? That's what they're hinting at. It's just rumors, obviously. I mean, there's nothing officially released. And it seems like, I'm like, honestly, though, how could something like this get out there? Did somebody see James Gunn and Henry Cavill? Then they had like a little roach with a recording device and they controlled it to get next to so they can hear their conversation. That's ridiculous. That is a ridiculous thought, is what I would say to that person. But yeah, I don't know. I have no idea where this stuff comes from. But if Henry Cavill were to come back to DC as a different character, who would he play? I thought about this for a while, and I can't come up with anyone. A, because I don't know many DC characters that someone like of Henry Cavill's caliber would impress everyone. The only character I can think of honestly, like, I can see Henry Cavill playing Black Adam. It sucks because we just had a Black Adam 5 minutes ago, and then at the end of the movie, we had Black Adam and Superman face-to-face. So they say Henry Cavill is Black Adam. Here we go. But in all honesty, like, I could see Henry Cavill as Black Adam. I really could. The comic book version, obviously. Not the rock version. So I think that would be cool. I could also see Henry Cavill portraying a Bizarro. Now, the thing that sucks about that is Henry Cavill is an amazing actor. Bizarro is a doofus. And to see him as that character, it would kind of suck. The only other character I guess I would be okay with is one of my top three favorite villains in DC. And that's Solomon Grundy. And again, peeps, you just got to have him playing a big, strong idiot. Specifically for me, I would be okay if he was Solomon Grundy. I love this character. He is the Hulk, and he's like a white zombie Frankenstein Hulk without, like, you know, not the zombie like flesh, but he's just, let's just say, a white Hulk. And I love that. I think that sounds great, and I want it. So, yeah. But that's it for DC. Let's slide over to Marvel. Ultron. I know I've said this before, and I've said this 1,000 times. He's coming back, y'all. And it's reported, and I'm feeling it that he'll be back for Armor Wars. I think that makes sense. And I'm curious how they would go about it. I would like to see Rhodey, Ironheart, and even Justin Hammer coming together with other potential folks wearing metallic armor suits to counter Ultron. And, you know, whoever else. But at the same time, Ultron is definitely, in my opinion, an Avenger-level villain. So to have just like a bunch of like mech suit dudes take on Ultron and defeat him, I'm not going to really buy that. But I definitely want to see Ultron come back. Ultron is a favorite of mine, so I would love that. And lastly, about the stuff and things, it's been out there, and this one has been officialized, but John Bernthal, a.k.a. The Punisher, or he portrayed The Punisher in the Netflix shows, will be reprising his role as the Punisher in the Daredevil Born Again TV show coming to Disney Plus. So a lot of folks are excited about that. Me personally, I haven't seen the Punisher TV show. I did see him when he was in the Daredevil, when he popped up originally in the Daredevil show. But I didn't see the Punisher TV show. I hear it's really good. So it is still out there for me to watch. But yeah, man. That's, I think, great news. Sucks that there is reports that we're not going to be seeing other characters. Like, we're not going to be seeing Foggy and Karen. Those actors return. Which kind of sucks. But at the same time, I mean, I don't think they're like pivotal characters that I absolutely need to come back. Like, I got my Daredevil and I got my Kingpin. I'm happy. Honestly, it sucks that they're not coming back, but I don't need them. So we're good. We can move on and things will be okay. I don't know. So yeah, but that's all I got for the stuff and things, y'all. Let's go ahead and get into Shazam. Now, I honestly don't think there's going to be a lot to talk about in terms of the world of Shazam. Generally when I do my episode zero, I like to bring up all the characters, good and bad, some of the doors that were left open. I like to just kind of go through where I think they're going to grow and how I think they're going to be included in the newer material. But the first Shazam, now, I rewatched it coming into this, and I will continue with my original thought. I enjoyed the movie. It was a good movie. It was a fun superhero movie, especially compared to everything else out there in the DC world. I think it's probably like my top like three DC movies that had been released. But it was far from like far from a perfect movie. Had a lot of issues with the villain. The villain was just bad. Nothing against Mark Strong. I think that's his name. He is great as a villain. He's great just in most things that he pops up in. But he was just dealt a pretty crappy hand in this one. Just nothing interesting about his character whatsoever. This movie has a lot of laughable scenes. Like, it really does. I definitely would love to do like a like a CinemaSins kind of like, really, guy? Like, this is what's happening? I think the thing that I'm thinking of specifically, I don't know if you guys remember, but in the beginning of the movie, the Mark Strong character, what's his name? Dr. Zaz, something like that. Like, Savannah is his name. Dr. Savannah, the big villain, is wealthy. We don't know how or why, but it doesn't matter, right? Sure, whatever. He's wealthy, and he's funding some kind of research for what they call mass hysteria. And they're trying to figure out all of these people that have been chosen by Jimon's Hosen's wizard Shazam character. He's been grabbing people throughout time and trying to recruit them as Shazam, and nobody's worthy. So Mark Strong has been financing this, I don't know, company to get all the information they can. And then there's this lady she's just, I don't believe any of this. This is all just stupid, and this is all fake. And she smacks the door as he summons, as he is summoning, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but the doctor dude ends up recreating the magical door, and she's in disbelief, and she smacks the door at some point, and then she just screams and melts away. And he just makes a joke and continues on with his life. And it's just silly. Just silly. I guess it's supposed to show his lack of humanity, but it was kind of a funny moment altogether. Like, you should just watch that scene by itself. It's very entertaining. And yeah, so this movie doesn't have a very good villain. The villain's motives are very, they're just whack. I understand why they're not bringing him back. And the tease at the end of this movie leading into the next movie is a caterpillar. It's a little caterpillar that kind of sounds like Gollum. You assume there's only one way to obtain magic. No, 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 no.
It was so dumb.
It was seriously dumb. And apparently its name is Mr. Mind, and we're supposed to care. At the very end, he's like, the seven realms will be ours, mwaha. It's just silly. And I didn't notice it, but that little caterpillar was inside the wizard's chambers when he came in, when Salazar, his name is all, whatever, when the villain came in there as a kid, the caterpillar was there, so. Anyways, the things about this movie that I hope they bring to the new one. I love that family. I love that family. The kid versions of them are great. Now, unfortunately, we have to go through a bit of a It Chapter 2 scenario with this, where we have these kids that we love, and then we have their adult versions of them. And we, as the viewer, we're supposed to still see that kid in that person, but it's being obviously portrayed by a different individual. And especially the older sister, I think that her adult counterpart is actually a different actress. All the kids are coming back from what I understand. I could be wrong, but 100% of the kids are all returning. And same thing with the foster mom and dad. But I don't think all the adults are. So I want to see a lot of that. I loved the kid stuff in this movie. I don't understand why Billy was chosen to be the Shazam, someone who's pure of heart, right? But would somebody who's pure of heart steal from his disabled foster brother and hurt the feelings of his nothing but super kind foster sister? Like, is that pure of heart? I don't know. Like, there's not anybody else in this world that is worthy of that. There's nobody, really. I mean, I think even Barry Allen, pretty sure he's pure. I don't know. Anyways, it's just the main kid's a jerk, and I just don't understand why he gets the power. But another cool thing that I noticed, though, that in the beginning of the movie, when the disabled kid is getting picked on by all the bullies, it wasn't just Billy that stood up for him. Literally all the other kids of the family were there standing up for him as well. And, you know, it's just a nice little this and that for all of them to eventually gain the powers of Shazam. So I hope they keep the family dynamic. It seems like they're definitely sticking with that. And for that, like, I have a lot of hope for this movie, to be honest. I honestly just hope they don't spend most of it in their like adult form. I like the kid stuff better. I know a lot of you probably disagree with me, but that's just my thing. I love the diversity of the family, and I know that is something coming straight out of the comics. And I think that's something that we don't see a lot in movies, is like an adopted family. Like, we'll see like an adopted kid in a family, but literally from the mother to the father to each and every single one of the kids, like they're all like, they're just a bunch of goonies. And they stick together because they're family. They feel like they're a bunch of misfits, but together, like they feel whole. And I really like that. Billy was the worst. All the kids are working together, trying to help Billy for the majority of the first movie until the end, when Billy's like, all right, guys, let's kind of come together. So took him a while, but sure, whatever. I guess the movie wouldn't have been a movie without all that. But yeah. I don't know, man. Like, each and every single one of the kids is great in their own, like, you know, unique way. I will honestly say the quiet, big Hispanic kid, like, there's really nothing to him, but, you know, he's quiet, right? So, like, that's his character. But like everyone else, he was fighting. Yeah, and he didn't run. So it was cool. He's fine. He's fine, I guess. But all the other kids with actual personality, they're great.
Is all I'm trying to say.
Darla, she's the best part of that. I think she's the best part of that movie. That little girl is just cute, and she reminds me of mine, except mine would probably use her powers to take over the world. But Darla's character is just absolutely adorable. And, you know, she is returning, and she hasn't really been in much of anything since the last Shazam, idiot, Shazam movie. And yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to her coming back. I hope she has more of a role. It seems as though they are going to stick with another one of the Shazam kids a little bit more. I think it was the older sister. It seemed like there's more with her. And I think it was her. It might have been a completely different character, but it was a cute white chick that they spent a lot of time with in the trailer. But man, like, Darla was like the heart of that whole family. I would have just liked for her to get the attention and the time to shine in this movie. But yeah, it is what it is. Let's see. Now, I cannot say this man's name. Jimon Housen. It's D-J-I-M-O-N. And it's probably Jimon. He be Jimon. Anyways, I've never heard it pronounced. And I mean, I have. I just forgot. Anyways, the original Shazam dude crumpled into dust. Billy said his name. And he said, "You said my name. Thank you for saying it." And then he said, "Who?" And then he just disappeared. And he died, right? Because when you crumple into dust, generally you're dead. But he comes back for Shazam 2. How does he come back? Why does he come back? I guess he was never gone. He just needed to take a crumple nap. Crumple naps don't make sense to me. Why'd they do that to us? We'll find out. Yeah. So, you know, that's it. Like, there's no, that's like really it. The Shazam family, the villain dude isn't returning. The caterpillar isn't returning. They don't want to just do another, I want to get all the seven deadly sins, and take over the world bit. It's going to be a bit different. Now, looking into all the stuff and things, I stumbled across a potential spoiler. So if you guys want to avoid spoilers for this new movie, definitely stay off of the internets, because potentially a spoiler. But I think I already knew what that I already had known that what that was going to happen. But yeah, man. Yeah, nothing really else I can do to prepare everyone for this movie. Obviously, the kids are older. It looks like the kids have been doing the superhero thing for a bit longer. They always do it together. It does take place within the DC universe, so the Justice League is a thing. And I doubt that they're going to even talk about the events of Black Adam. And that's the main thing that sucks about the Fury of the Gods, is that what should have happened is the events of Shazam, or the events of Black Adam, should have spilled into this movie. But Dwayne Johnson wasn't interested in going toe-to-toe with Shazam. He wanted to go toe-to-toe with Superman. So, unfortunately, that is not, you know, that's not going to happen here. So, I don't know, man. I have no idea what to expect. All I know is that I'm excited that that the origin story is out of the way. This entire family has these superheroes. And, you know, what could we see from it? So, yeah. I your guess is as good as mine. They fight a dragon at some point. They fight a dragon and a bunch of angry lady goddesses. So what's that about? Yeah. But yeah, man, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing this movie for sure. I can't say that I'm excited, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that all the kids keep that same energy, which I'm sure they do. I just hope they don't get rid of that dynamic. And even the mom and dad, man, they were great. Like, they were just the nicest freaking couple ever on film. So if only Kevin McAllister had parents like that, you know, he would never have been left home alone. I bet you they never leave any of those kids home alone. No, they probably do. Anyways. Yeah, that'll pretty much be it for my episode zero. Like I said, not a whole lot to prepare for Shazam, at least I don't think. And yeah, just trying to think, nothing really. Shazam kids and a villain that has nothing to do with this in a universe that is going to go away pretty soon. Could we get cameos? Nah. Superman, Henry Cavill's not coming back. Wonder Woman, I mean, maybe, potentially. Flash, no, but maybe. They did say that this movie is kind of leading into Flashpoint. I don't know how. I don't know what Flash would have to do with any of this movie. I get, maybe, hopefully Flash pops up. Hey, y'all need help? Shazam's like, nah, man, like the Hermes part, the H part of Shazam is Hermes. And I'm already fast, so we're good. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, that is all I got for Shazam. Maybe I'll do like a wee view and I'll get into the nitty gritty of this movie. But I don't feel that's really necessary. This movie was fine. It was entertaining. It was fun. But the villains are so bad. The villain is so bad. His little seven deadly sins could have been cool, but I hate when they make monsters clouds. And those things are clouds most of the movie. Yeah, they had solid forms and they looked okay. They just, if they weren't just gray, they would have looked great. But yeah, they were dumb. And I don't think the kids were, they should have been a lot more terrified looking at those monsters because they were the stuff of nightmares. Let me say that. But anywho, I think we're done. Thank you guys for hanging out. As always, I give my shout outs to reddragonsradio.com. Thanks, DX, for having the People's Forum. The People's Forum is on a bunch of different little platforms. We are on Spotify, the iTunes, and iHeartRadio. If you want to follow me on the Twitters, For My Peoples, @4MyPeoples at Twitter. And I do things on Facebook as well. All my good podcast buddies have been doing things on Instagram. Nobody wants to invite peeps to anything, and that's okay. I'm not salty about it. I will figure it out myself. But no, that is the thing. The People's Forum is on the Instagrams as well. So be one of the first to follow before anything is posted there for all the latest and greatest from the People's Forum. But yeah, guys. All right, y'all. You know, let me know on those platforms if you guys are excited for any of the or for the new Shazam movie, or do you feel like you just want to just hang tight and just wait, since it's all going to be rebooted soon anyways. I am legitimately curious. So, but outside of that, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate y'all faces. Y'all stay green, and as always, I'll catch y'all later. All right, then. Deuces.